Hi, my loves. Hi. So I am jumping on for our week one. This is our activation for June. And I want to talk about this first activation. It's about the traveling and the journey. It's really at the forefront for me because I am leaving on Sunday to travel around France. And I was thinking about how, as I'm getting ready to go to France, now, unlike, you know, the trip when I went to Cornwall and I was in Cornwall and I've been there and I used to live there and I know where things are, I didn't really plan much. Sorry. I didn't really plan much. I knew where I was going. I could go with the flow. Now, I am a woman who loves to go with the flow. However, going to France, I'm going for a month, maybe 5 weeks. There's an element of setting things up, making sure things are organized, planning, getting ready, certain things that are going to support my journey, putting the boundaries in place and knowing I will then be able to have more flow when I get there. I plan things up front so that I can get some touristy bits out of the way and then pretty much I'm free flowing. When we've been to somewhere, like with our wealth identity, where we are in our own identity, whether it's being in a space of limitation and we're wanting to go into liberation, we have to be aware, like traveling, we're going to somewhere new. So we have to prepare ourselves. There is a bit of a misunderstanding about this go with the flow. Going with the flow happens when you feel secure in yourself and you know what you're doing. You can't just go with the flow and have no plan in place unless you're in a place you have been before, yeah? Now, I happily travel around the UK having no plan at all. I can get in my car and drive, love normally, and just thoroughly enjoy those plans. But I would not put myself in a place I have no sense without having some form of structure. And when we make these shifts and expansions into new levels of life, I hear this a lot from women. They'll go, you know, they'll just, oh, I'll wing it. And you know, when it's here, when it arrives, when I get it, you know, then I'll figure it out. It's not how that works. So if I put it into a slightly more like, if you were moving house and you want to move house, and I know this came up as a theme last week. If you want to move house to a new location or a new house, you don't just wing it and think, oh, you know, we'll just figure it out, you know, we'll just get a house and we don't really know the area and we don't really know what's there. You don't just visit once, yeah, and then go, oh, I want to live here. I take this as an example. The first time I visited Newquay, when I visited Cornwall, I visited Newquay, the first weekend I went, I knew. This was my home. I knew I was meant to be there. I knew it was right and good. But do you think I suddenly picked up my entire life and moved there straight away? No. It took me 2 years to live in that space, for me to be right and ready to live in that space, to change my life that dramatically from my community and from my people and from what I was doing in London compared to living on the beach. Yeah. It took time for me to acclimatize. Not just waiting when I got there to acclimatize, but that I prepared myself. And I prepared myself by visiting over and over again. Over and over again. I got myself ready for the place I wanted to be. Now, hopefully you're starting to hear this. I got myself ready for the place I wanted to be by recalibrating over and over again. Now, as it comes to a wealthier life, a rich, sexy and free life, a rich femme, the wealth level, the liberation, the experience that you want to have, your job is to get yourself ready by visiting the version of you who is already doing it, already being it, the divine version of you that's already got it there for you, to visit it over and over again. By doing all the tools that I give you, all of the programs that are inside the portal, that's what they're designed for you to do. For you to not just make these panic moves, these rush moves, this idea that I do it once and it locks in. Yeah? That is such immaturity in our thinking. And maybe we've all done it. You know, when you're a kid, you kind of do just leap a bit. But when you're making a real transition, a real lasting change, yeah, you don't just kiss somebody once and hope that it's going to be the love of your life. It's such immaturity, yeah? We're not coming from immaturity. We're coming from maturity and matured, lasting, sustainable decisions in this space. So it's like, okay, I'm making the decision to visit the version of me over and over again in all forms, in my mind, my body, my energy, my actions. I make investments for myself. I alter my mindset. I align with who I want to be, who I am becoming, not who I am now, who I am on the inside and who I am becoming by living her. I'm not becoming her as I need to grow her and she needs to come in somewhere. She's already within you. Your job is to become more of her. She's already here and arrived and landed. But your job is to bring it out into the world and make those moves from somebody, the way that you speak, the way that you think, the way that you do stuff, the way that you move and act as though it's already here. And your job is to slip on that identity, as it was for me, shifting the identity of the woman who worked in London, traveled the world, worked with celebrities and famous sports people, traveled all over the world with sporting events, mixed with, royalty, did all these different lifestyles, very different from the woman who walked barefoot on the beach, surfing every day, completely different identity. And then the woman who became, on her spiritual journey, and then the woman who became the psychotherapist, totally different identities. And so I had to gently put on an identity that felt more right to me. And that's different. We're not putting on an identity that is something you're trying to be somebody else. It's in fact, you're putting on an identity which is taking you to strip away, as it was when I went from the woman in London to the woman on the beach. I was shedding layers of what I thought I would be to somebody I became. Now, having left Cornwall, I'm the other way round. I'm like shedding layers now to the woman who is even richer and bolder and fuller and expanded. And when I left Cornwall and went to Cambridge and now where I am now and traveling, I've just evolved even more. So just like the house, if you were buying a house, you would go and see it many times. You would go through the whole process of the paperwork, and every part of buying a house is as important in the process. The same, and going to see the community and seeing where the shops are and the schools are and whatever lights your boat, seeing what's there so you get yourself ready. It's the process. The same as if you were getting a better job, a new expanded version, a higher job, a wealthier job, all the ways you want to define it. You would have lots of interviews. You would get to know the company. You would see how you feel in that environment. The same as it is if you were dating somebody and then you have a relationship. You date them. And that's what I'm inviting you to understand in this work, is that you are dating yourself. You are dating the identity and the life experience and the wealth that you want to live next as you are expanding. That's what rich femme is about, that you can then go to the next level, the next level, the next level. So when you see yourself having these limited, flash in the pan, panic moves, limitations, blocking yourself, it's showing yourself where you're behaving from quite an immature psychological and fear-based behavior. It's survival, not this work at all. It doesn't make any sense, does it? You wouldn't just frantically buy a house. You wouldn't just frantically get a job. You wouldn't just frantically get into a relationship. And yet when it comes to doing wealth identity work, expansion work, growth work, building work, you're building a house at this moment. That's what it is. This is your wealth identity on the inside and your wealth experience on the outside. You're building a house. And that takes one step at a time. It takes courage and it takes maturity and it takes showing up. Yeah? It takes showing up and doing the work every single day. And it means getting behind yourself for longevity, getting behind yourself for a vision that hasn't fully landed yet. Yeah? When I bought my house in Cornwall, I saw it as a picture and I was like, that's my house. I went to visit the house and it didn't make any sense to anybody else. It had been on sale for a year and it stank to high heaven because it had been a holiday let and was shut up and had been, windows had been shut and stuff. And yet I still walked up to this house. I was like, this is my house. I walked in and I was like, this is my house. I knew it. I absolutely knew it. And although I made the decision, because by then, to tell you the truth, by then I had been dating Cornwall for 2 years. I then moved to Cornwall. I lived in a tent for 3 months. I then lived in a, I was at that time living in a shared house. So I didn't just rush out this. And then I bought a house. Yeah. I bought my next house. This was my second property. So it was a process. And then I still had to go through a 6-week process of getting this property. So being aware in the way that you think it should be when you're doing wealth work, and why when you think it should be a quick fix and a save me magic, and why I don't have to invest in myself, and why I don't have to invest my time and my energy and show up and do these things, that is where it's coming from, what I call the teenage mode. Yeah. And you're coming from fear. When in fact, when you understand the logic, just as I'm trying to put across with these analogies, hopefully the logic of understanding that when you make big life moves, which is what you're doing, this is a big life move about saying, I want to change the person I've been to, and the, accepting the change to the person I really am, who's fucking rich in all ways and lives a lifestyle that isn't one about rushing around and making frantic moves. It's about somebody who's up for luxurious living, spaciousness, moving slow, listening to your own rhythm. All of that is part of being wealthy. You cannot have masses of money. And I mean, it's not just about money, but you cannot be rich and sexy and free if you're not willing to change the way that you're showing up. Yeah. Moving in a different way. I mean, so feeling in a different way, thinking in a different way. You have to be willing to make those moves. So with that in mind, very excitingly, I am dropping in this week's activity. Well, it's not just this week's activity. It's the activity that you're going to be doing every single day. So I should drop that in separately, but it's going to be an activity you're doing every single day for the rest of the month that will be about laying stones in your house, your identity. You're going to date your identity with this, the woman that you want to be. You're going to date her for the rest of the month. So really exciting. So let me know how you feel about this and how, if it drops and makes sense to you. All right. That's the point. It's trying to find ways to help this make sense to you, that you're going, huh, being aware of yourself when you're making these rush moves. And also every time you hit your edge, your new level of expansion, your new level of expanded life, every time you hit these edges, how are you responding? Are you then falling back into panic mode? You know, limitation thoughts, not investing in yourself, not expanding? Or are you stepping forward like you're dating and expanding into and acclimatizing and getting used to, and all the analogies that I've used of, no, this is me. I meet myself through my energy. I meet myself through my mindset. I meet myself by the way I think and do and act and move, as the woman who's already there, as though you are the woman who's already living in the house that you want, as you are the woman who's living in the business that you want, or the job that you want, or the, yeah, dot, dot, dot. So really beautiful. I'm excited to share this. So let me know what you think. Take care.